Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
End of the show. Okay. Man, that went places. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds on the internet every weekday morning. Hey, I'm Gregor. I'm host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk, news, all kinds of fun. Plus, there's a brand new episode of the Full 90 Extra Time podcast out. I actually think it might be my favorite one yet. And I don't always say that because sometimes I very much hate them. That's not true at all. All right, ready to make some silly jokes. Also, the Full 90 Extra Time podcast is a podcast about the Seattle Sounders FC, but you don't have to be like a hardcore soccer fan. We just goof off pretty much the whole time. There's also a fair amount of sumo talk. So, Tochi Notion. Oh, and 4 after 4 days. Bad news at the Sumo July Basho. Grand Sumo Finals going on. Oh, boy. That's a whole lot of stuff I just said. Yesterday I had a bit of an incident. Incident's the wrong word. I'm obsessed with Big Airplane. That's what I call it at my house. Big Airplane is the dream lifter. Flies around between the different Boeing facilities carrying parts for the dream liner, the 787. That's not the one that's grounded. Different thing. Anyway, I have all these alerts set on my phone. Also, if you know about how to use the alerts from FlightAware for tracking planes, let me know, because I want to figure out how to track when there's a plane either approaching or leaving Everett's Payne Field, but it has to be the specific carrier that operates all of them. Anyway, just hit me up. So, Big Airplane, I get these notifications all the time about one's going to land at 1:04 a.m. Well, that doesn't help me. It's off to Charleston, South Carolina. That's not good for me either. I want to see them land and take off, because Big Airplane is a big-ass 747 that has been modified. It looks like somebody... you know when you cook a hot dog on the grill and it puffs up and apart because the skin gets full of hot air, and then if you let it sit long enough, it either bursts or gets all blackened and delicious? Anyway, that's what this thing looks like. It looks like one side was left on the grill too much. It's all puffed up. I know there is another one called the Beluga, okay? That's not what I'm talking about, but it also looks kind of Beluga-ish. Oh, is that a naked person in the Do It in Hotel window? Stand by. Nope. Okay. All right. Anyway, these planes take off all the time from Payne Field, and so I got a notification. It timed out just right. If I picked up Space Baby from his bananas house, then I could pick him up and go straight there, and he loves airplanes, and we could see Big Airplane, and he would freak out. He was still napping. So I made the executive decision, going by myself to see this freaking airplane. It's huge. It looks like it's never going to be able to take off the ground. Amazing. I can't wait to go back and see it again. Doesn't fly much on the weekends. Does anyone know why? I know that you can't respond, but like at Hey Gregor on Twitter would be a great way to do that. Anyway, I want to go watch. My boss makes fun of me because I'm so obsessed with the airplane industry around here. Well, my kid loves it, and it's Boeing, so it's everywhere. And it just so happens that I moved up near Everett, and so like the place where they fly all their planes out of is right there. As I'm pulling up to see it by myself, about 2 stoplights away, it goes taking off right over my head. It was awesome. But also, I like to see the whole process of it taxiing very slowly and lumbering down towards the runway and then using the entire thing to get off the ground. Oh, man. All right, anyway. I'm a little bit obsessed with that. People have all kinds of things that they're obsessed with. Like, some people are really into parking garages. That's weird.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Somebody went and decided that we needed to have the coolest parking spot in the United States contest. And congratulations to the Sinking Ship Parking Garage in Pioneer Square. It's up for consideration to be the coolest in all of America. Now, last summer, it finished 4th, competing against parking garages from around the world, and was the only one to represent the United States. It's over on 2nd and Yesler. You can see, like, the Smith Tower from there. And it's just the way that the city goes downhill and this garage sticks out. It's awesome architecture that looks like it's a ship. Maybe on your way to the Sounders match Sunday, you'll take a peep. Speaking of soccer, Tacoma is one step closer to getting a soccer-specific stadium built for the Defiance and Reign FC to use for their home matches. Now, currently both play at Cheney Stadium in the outfield and part of the infield with grass laid over it. The new facility would be built on the same property, creating a Tacoma Sports Campus with a bunch of extra soccer fields for community play. Cool! They've got a bunch of ideas for private investment money, but would rely on public funds as well. They'll have to vote on it if they're going to make that happen. And boy, I just skimmed through the Strangers 2019 sex survey results, and let me tell you, that was more than my morning brain was prepared to handle. Read it at your own risk. Definitely not safe for work.
You just got news.
Mariners still on a break with the All-Star break going on right now. I think they're back tomorrow. Seattle Sounders FC play a 1 o'clock match on Sunday against Atlanta United. We did a whole podcast making tons of dumb jokes about the entire thing. You can listen now. Full 90 Extra Time podcast. Me and my buddy Brandon. We have a lot of fun. Follow us at Full 90 Extra Time on Twitter. He does an awesome job with the social. He's very funny, and there's a lot of dumb photoshopping that happens, so that's cool. I want to stay at this hotel so badly. I talked to Sumo a little bit at the top, but I really like Japan. We went for our honeymoon to Japan. It was, you know, one of those once-in-a-lifetime 10-day experiences where you see a bunch of a foreign country and just have an amazing time. I mean, it brings back feelings. I got feelings right now. The Japanese are into a lot of the things that I like as well. Like, we went and saw a giant mech robot statue. Like the, you know, the robots that like battle each other like Power Rangers, only less corny. Well, they had one of those outside of a shopping mall. You know, it was like 40 feet tall, insane, awesome. We went and saw that. That's the type of things that they do. They also have an enormous flight simulator installed inside a Tokyo hotel. It is a 737 simulator replica that you can sit in and pilot planes. It's conveniently located at Narita Airport, which is obviously appropriate because that's the big airport for Tokyo. But it's a double room. You can get it for, it's like $250 a night, pretty much. You know, that doesn't come with an instructor, they say. That's very funny. You ever felt like learning to fly a big jet? You can do that at the airport. How dumb. Now, I don't know about you and chasing aliens, but the whole idea kind of freaks me out a little bit, and I actually don't really believe in aliens too much. It's too long to get into right now. But I want to know what they're doing at Area 51. There's a lot of money that goes into that. I assume just making war machines, frankly. But one group of people on Facebook has gathered 250,000 people plus. I heard it was up to almost 500,000 now. To try and go figure out what's going on down there.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
A tongue-in-cheek Facebook event asking people to storm Area 51 and steal alien stuff is getting out of control now that 250,000 people have agreed to take part. Entitled, Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop All of Us, could be the craziest alien event of the summer. Or maybe ever. If this actually happens, I hope they find some weird space junk. I love that stuff. So the kids' network Nickelodeon is sending slime to space for science. Yes, of course. A SpaceX Dragon capsule on a resupply mission to the ISS will deliver the pudding, applesauce, oatmeal, green food coloring combo so astronauts can teach kids about fluid flow and microgravity. Just what kids have been clamoring for. Though, can you get slimed in microgravity? I don't know. And finally, scientists have discovered a type of fungus that can eat plastic. Now, not all plastic, but the stuff that's used in buildings and furniture foam specifically, and textiles like shoes and junk. Imagine what it could do for a landfill. I don't know, though. Mushrooms that eat plastic? Those are gonna be some pretty terrible farts.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Seriously, if you have a chance to go to Japan ever, do it. It's so incredible. The people are so friendly. The hardest thing about going there is trying to figure out where to eat because they don't like have big flashy blinking signs that say restaurant. They have characters that I don't recognize in any capacity. Almost always written in wood. Wood on wood sometimes, carved sometimes. And I can't tell it from the post office to the, you know, to a restaurant. I guess in Tokyo proper it was a little easier because It's a little more like that. But all over Kyoto and stuff like that, we never knew where to eat. All right, that's it. That's the end of the show. Thanks for listening to this. Make sure you subscribe. Yes, it's kind of tough because it's all named wrong and stuff like that. But soon, and go subscribe to the Full 90 Extra Time podcast. We love you for it. End of the show. End of the show. End of the show. Hey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.